Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today. We've got a complete preview of all your markets coming up when we come back right after this. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. The days are getting shorter, the pigskins are flying, and it's tractor season at P&K Equipment. Of course, it's always tractor season around P&K. The P&K team is proud of our John Deere lineup. It's stacked with capability and versatility. And because it's all part of our promise to you, you'll also find some of the lowest industry prices and top-notch service. We call that the P&K experience. So stop by to meet the team and kick off your tractor purchase today. Or visit us online at pkequipment.com. And remember, around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Well, cattle futures are called mixed to firmer today. Prices rebounded yesterday, but appear to be consolidating. Generally, weaker cash cutout values in recent weeks will keep prices subdued for now. Now, the cash cattle market has entered the 11th hour with no business yet on the books this week. Look for moderate trade volume to develop before the buyers break for the weekend, but possibly not until late this afternoon. Opening bids should start around $115 to $116 in our part of the country. Now to the hogs. Those futures are called mixed to firmer today. Prices remain choppy while digesting softer cash market trade and facing headwinds from this week's lower cutouts. Focus also is beginning to shift to next week's hogs and pigs report. On the grains, the wheat futures were firm overnight, matching fractional gains in corn. Prices have consolidated this week, and we expect that to continue as new negative news is lacking, and traders will likely continue to unwind long bean short wheat spreads. Meanwhile, yesterday's weekly export numbers were viewed as supportive. On the corn futures were fractionally higher overnight as the trading ranges remain slim. There is little news as the holidays approach to give prices a push lower, though contract lows or rebound, so look for more quiet sideways trade. Crude's up 33 cents, the dollar flat to firm. Soybean futures up 3 cents overnight after settling decisively under the 100 and 200 day moving averages in the previous session. Today's NOPA report is expected to show a November soybean crush of about 163.2 million bushel. According to the average of 8 estimates given in a Reuters survey, that was up 1.5% from the same month last year when NOPA members crushed 160.7 million bushel. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, February live cattle up 77 at 119.15 yesterday. April was up 10 cents at 120.30. January feeder cattle up 60 cents, 146.25. March up 30 cents at 144.35. The February hogs up 82 at 67.62. April was up 77 cents at 72.25. Kansas City wheat, March up 2 cents, 418 and a quarter. May up 2 cents at 431 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March up 1.5, 418 and a quarter. And the May's up 1.5. 430 and three quarters. March corn is up down a half penny at 348 and a half. May's down a half at 356 and three quarters. January soybeans down 11 and a half, 967 and three quarters. March down 11 and three quarters at 978 and three quarters. March cotton is up 92, 76.25. May's up 76, it's 76.42. January crude up 18, 57.22. February's up 16, 57.24. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.